This is MSG Mic'd Up with the latest news and stories from across the Joint Base.
Welcome back, everyone, to MSG Mic'd Up Episode 2. This is Lieutenant Colonel Axel Clark. I'm here with Colonel Washington.
Hello.
So, hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving and got some exciting plans coming up for the holidays. But before we get into more of that, Colonel Washington, we had a couple of Golden Nugget winners from last week. So if you caught the first podcast, we dropped a Gold Nugget in there, and the winners got a half day off with some MSG comp bucks. So we're going to announce those winners here right off the top.
Yeah, right off the top. Like I said, if you listen to the first one, put a question out there asking people what street that I grew up on. If you listen to the first podcast, you received that answer. I'm not going to give it to you again. You can go out there and catch episode one. But we did have two MSG individuals that took me up on that. So first was from LRS, Mr. Harris. I believe is AJ, he goes by, AJ Harris. If I got that first part wrong, I apologize. But Mr. Harris from LRS. And then from Communication Squadron, Lieutenant Maris, Lieutenant Eric Maris did. We left some comp bucks out there on the table because we had no airmen, E4 below, and no NCO, which is a staff or tech. None of them called in to get the comp bucks. So that Golden Nugget contest has gone away. However, we will be running it again. So if you listen to this podcast, we'll be throwing out there how you can get another Golden Nugget. But outside of that, we're excited to do this. We're going to keep it going. Thus far, we have about 72 members that have signed up to get the text and to be alerted when the podcast is coming out and any other information. So we're excited to do this and ready to get started. So what are we talking about today?
All right, sir. So today we're going to talk about, first off, MSG 2020 Plus. So it's something that we're working on here in the MSG. And so why don't you give a quick overview of kind of what we're doing and what it's about?
So MSG 2020 Plus is an idea and a vision that bore out of when I first arrived here and had an opportunity to sit down with my squadron commanders, also sitting down talking to the airmen, also sitting down talking to the NCOs. We're pretty much talking to a cross-section of people within the MSG, and one of the things that came out was saying, hey, we need to have more direction, more guidance. What are we doing? We understand the day-to-day mission, but what I saw is that we also need to prepare for the future. The Air Force talks about creating an innovative and a risk-taking environment, modernization, and all these things, but how do we get there? So MSG 2020 Plus is the 87 mission support group, blueprint that outlines clear goals and objectives to enable our personnel to integrate resources, actions, and concepts to deliver outstanding warfighting support. So said a lot, sounds fancy, but let's get down to it. So what we're trying to do is lay out a vision and lay out how do we unify five squadrons where we're all swimming in the same direction, taking care of the present while also planning and preparing for what the future is. MSG 2020 Plus is what do we want our MSG to look like in the next 2 years? And the plus is, even if we can't get it accomplished in 2 years, we need to start laying the blueprint so we can make sure that our successors can carry on and make sure we bring up this modernization.
So you've kind of talked about laying the foundation. One example we've talked about is the auto hobby shop. So we just had the ribbon cutting for the auto hobby shop, and that wasn't our work. That was a work that has gone on for the last multiple years.
I think that's about 4 to 6 years ago. Somebody, our predecessors 4 to 6 years ago, said, hey, we need to improve and update our auto hobby shop. And because of whether it was budget cuts or whatever, but they still laid the foundation, still did the requisitions, did everything that needed to be done to get us to that ribbon cutting standpoint. So now we must pick up the baton and do the same things. And in order to focus everyone, we came up with what we call three lines of effort. The first line of effort is proactive stakeholder engagement. How do we communicate with the customer? How do we take customer support to the next level? Because as a customer, we can only, well, as a support entity, the MSG and the squadrons within it can only provide those capabilities if the stakeholder does their part. So rather than looking at the customer as a customer, we look at them as a stakeholder. We as stakeholders, as the process owners have a role, and the customer as a stakeholder has a role. So if the stakeholder does their part and that proactiveness, we are able to do our part. Example, it's just a quick one, but if we do comm, A lot of times people get frustrated with Calm, but come to find out, individuals don't log off on a regular basis so they can get the patches and updates, especially with the Sipper account, because we don't use Sipper a lot. Some people may go 3 to 6 months not logging on a Sipper account. And then when they do log on, it takes 15, 20, 30 minutes or an hour to get all the security updates and patches because they didn't do their part, but yet they're frustrated at Calm. But Calm can only secure the network as long as we do our part. Not plugging things into the network, not opening up Trojan emails and all those things, not having security violations. If as the stakeholder, we do our part, Calm can do their part.
Right. Like when I think about it, in some ways, we're being proactive about helping you to become a good customer.
Yes.
So we're not going to do it for you, but we are going to be proactive about helping you help yourself to be an excellent customer.
Yes. We're going to walk alongside of you, not do it for you, but walk alongside of you. I think that's an excellent point. The next thing we have in there, and some of the things that already has come out of proactive stakeholder engagement, is our executive dashboards. This is something that I think the leadership team within the MSG, the fellow squadron commanders, myself are pretty happy about. We were able to take all the different things that each squadron does, put them on an infographic display, share with the senior leadership team, and we had a huge win on that. Also, what some of the senior leaders should be seeing coming forward is what I like to call deliberate commander updates. We as the MSG, we are process owners of a lot of things. However, it is still the commanders and the chiefs and the first sergeants that execute. So we need to be deliberate about updating you on how you're doing with executing those processes that you're responsible for. So we're kind of like the caretakers for that. So some of those things fall into proactive stakeholder engagement.
Right. And one thing I think about the proactive stakeholder engagement with updating the commanders is I know there's folks down in my squadron who are struggling to get the things they need, and they've been emailing, they've been trying and trying and trying, and it's really just burning into their time to where they're trying to meet a certain timeline, and the fact that they're not able to get what they need hurts their timeline. And so how I think about it is I'm trying to help them get the things they need from our customers or stakeholders so that they can meet the timelines that I expect us to make happen. So reaching out to the commanders and getting that information, I think, is kind of what we're looking at doing.
Yeah, because the last point I'll say on proactive stakeholder engagement, it is a lot of information. Commanders from the squadron level on up are bombarded with a lot of information. And so you have those action officers, those POCs, those OPRs that's responsible for running the programs that at those levels, OPR they engage with, but it's still the commander's responsibility. So proactive stakeholder engagement says, I will at least alert the commander how his portfolio is performing and whether or not his folks are doing a good job for him. And I try to do that in a quick executive way and not try to make them the subject matter expertise. Man, I could talk more and more about proactive engagement, but like to roll around with the second line of effort is continuous development. And what that's saying is, we understand what the Air Force Enterprise is going to do as a whole to train and educate from a professional military education standpoint. But what are those things within development that you just don't get in the book? You just don't get from your CDCs. You just don't get from schoolhouse training. So some of the things that we were looking at, we affectionately created what we call MSGU, MSG University, which is each squadron will do deliberate onboarding that would be between 7 and 30 days of here's the skills and the tool sets that you didn't get in tech school, that you didn't get in the session training. Hey, how do you set up your email? How do you do Leave Web? How do you set up your finances? What are some particular things that we do here in the vehicle maintenance shop that you would need to know before I release you down there and make you try to figure it out on your own? That does a couple of things. That gives confidence to the new employee, whether that's an airman or a civilian, that they have a little more confidence when they go down to their job. We can be consistent and standardize the training and the things that we teach. So when I turn you over to your frontline supervisor, he or she knows all the things that you should be able to do because you went through the proper onboarding. Every other company does that, and going to basic training and going to tech school is not onboarding. That's just learning the technical skills that you'll need to know, but each job has its own idiosyncrasies and uniqueness. So each squadron is expected to have a deliberate onboarding process, and like I said, we call it MSG University. One of the other things that we're looking at when we talk about continuous development is tiered training or tiered focused training or tiered focused development. What that is what we're looking to develop is providing the type of training of what you need for the appropriate time. What I need to teach my NCOs or senior NCOs about development, how to engage with commanders, how to engage with senior NCOs, how to be that action officer is different what I need my airmen to know. So again, what are those things that I need to and set up these type of different panels and discussions that's focused towards the audience that we're trying to reach and provide that development. The last thing I would say under the development track, and these are not all encompassing, but these are just another example. I look at mentoring, coaching, and inspiration as a form of development as well. And in the line of effort of continuous development, we lay those four products out to get people to understand that, hey, how do you use mentoring as a development tool? How do you go from mentoring to coaching? How do you go to coaching into inspiring? And you can do that at all levels. We all can be mentored. We all seek a coach, and we all look to be inspired. So whether you're that first brand new employee at that GS7 just coming in, or whether you are 06 like myself, still need coaching, still need mentoring, still need inspiring. So those are that's the development line of effort. And the last one real quick, I like to talk about when it comes to MSG 2020 plus is modernization. That's the crux of everything. That's what we're trying to get at. You know, how do we move forward when we talk about innovation and modernization? What are some of those things that the squadrons are already doing to look ahead towards the future? We're not there yet, but where do we want to be? So it lays out that vision. Some of the quick things when we talk about modernization, we know we had the KC-46 platform. From a comm perspective, that made me a whole new network that they need to think about and how they're going to be prepared to service that. Food service transformation. We're currently going over that to revamp the whole way we deliver food here on the Joint Base McGuire. LRS, they're thinking about adaptive basing as they think about readiness and what it will the future look like as we engage with our near peer competitors. Contracting, you have other transaction authorities and doing new ways to be able to obligate funds and contracts and all that. And then last but not least, our security forces, when they're talking about modernizing that access control points. These are little samplings of some of the things that we're thinking about, and we're just codifying so we can focus the individuals and show them, hey, the things that you're working on is preparing for the future, and we're bringing up it under a nice umbrella, what we like to call MSG 2020 plus. Of course, you know, I could talk all day about MSG 2020 plus. I know you have some other things to talk about, but hopefully that gives you kind of like a snapshot of what MSG 2020 plus is all about.
Okay. One thing I want to make sure we clarify. So for modernization, we're not just talking about buildings or equipment. We're talking about systems, personnel, all kinds of different things.
Systems, personnel, processes. So, and that's the beauty of it. We have an MSG 2020 plus committee that's embedded within the squadrons. And so what needs to be updated? What needs to be processed? Ask yourself the question, what do I want the MSG, i.e. the FSS, LRS, SFS, cons or contracting, what do I want them to look like 2 years and beyond? And what are some of the things we need to start doing now and today? So get those ideas out there. Text us, call us, do whatever you need to do. Get them to your commander so we can get out there. We can get them up under their umbrella.
Can you talk a little bit about where you want those ideas to come from? Because I know we've spoken before about
yes. If
the ideas come from me and you, you know, we're around for a few more years, but
I think you hit right on it. And believe it or not, actually, I know we think we're still young and spry like we used to be. But I think between the two of us, we probably got over 40 to 45 years within the Air Force. And we can see some light at the end of the tunnel. You know, my light may be a little closer than yours. But what I'm saying is 3, 4, 5 years, we're out of the Air Force. I got a young airman that's just starting off. They've probably got 10 to 15 years in front of them. So what type of Air Force do you want to be in? What type of Air Force do you want to create? If you leave it up to me, I'm going to give it in my perspective, and I'm sure it's probably not the same as yours. So I'm saying use our experience as your squadron commanders and as your senior NCOs and leaders. Use our experience and intellect, but we need your energy, ideas, and innovation. So yeah, I'd like it to come from grassroots. I want this to be a bottom-up versus a top-down. Here's what you will do. Here's the ideas that you will make happen. So right. Hopefully that answers the question.
I'm excited. I think there's a lot of good ideas out there. I'm looking forward to see them.
I'm excited as well.
All right, sir. So next up, we mentioned in the intro, it's the holiday season. And
yes.
We just had Thanksgiving. We've got Christmas and New Year's coming up. So any good plans
First, had a great Thanksgiving. Looked to have a great Christmas. Just found out yesterday, actually, that my son and his family is going to be able to make it home. He hadn't been home for Christmas in a couple of years. So we'll have the whole Washington team all up under one roof. The wife is super excited. So literally, I had to put in a couple of extra days of leave today to kind of make those adjustments. But yes. But at the same time, I want us to think about and make sure that we're taking care of our airmen, Big A, across the spectrum. Because sometimes the holidays can be stressing. My family coming in. Now I got to make all this food. What gifts do I give? And all those type of things right there. So I want us to make sure that we lean on our resiliency techniques to identify those stressors. As supervisors and as leaders, let's make sure we're communicating with our more junior folks that they have somewhere to go if they want to. They have some connections. They have some touch-ups. So that's what I'm asking my supervisors, chiefs, commanders to make sure that we're taking care of all our airmen during this holiday season. Because even though we all think about it as being joyous, it can also be a stressor.
Right. So sounds great. I think we got to make sure we're looking after each other and looking after our wingmen. So one thing, if we get this out soon, and if you're listening to it on the first day, we have the upcoming MSG Children's Holiday Party coming up on Sunday.
Yes.
So I went there last year. It's an awesome event. We have craft tables from each of the squadrons, a lot of some food and drinks. So I think it should be a good day. So again, if you caught this right off the top, then try to make it over there. If not, then I'm sure it'll be a great event. And we're looking to make this an annual thing.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said it because, again, we're kind of taping and we may not be able to get it out there. So maybe post the children's holiday party. But it is an annual event. And this is one that I'm extremely excited about and proud about because, again, it's driven by the MSG spouses, male and female. So it's there, born out of their idea, bringing the MSG together as a family. So encourage more ideas like that. Once again, if you have some ideas that you'd like to do on a larger scale, hey, we're game, to do that. So thanks for bringing that up about the MSG holiday party. And a shout out to all the MSG spouses that put in all the hard work to pull this together. Most of us as commanders, we're just showing up. It's the spouses that pulled this together. So I tip my cap to all the MSG spouses, particularly I think the ones out of the LRS kind of took the lead on this, but then all the other spouses rallied around. So shout out again to the MSG spouses for pulling this off.
It's going to be a great event. I'm excited.
Yes.
All right, sir. So last thing, we have we're looking for a guest host or a couple guest hosts.
Yes. Super excited about this. And we're talking about taking some risks and all that. So this is the MSG Mic'd Up. It was born out of an idea on a way to communicate. Another form of communication that went beyond email, but also something to that you can listen on your time. And we start reaching out to people saying, hey, you want to produce one? You want to come in, produce? We'll help you with the topic. We'll help you lay down, lay down the tracks, set everything up so you don't have to have any producing experience. And we actually have a secret guest producer sitting in with us right now, just kind of observing how we do this. Not going to drop the name, but just understand we do have a nice lineup of different guest producers to talk about topics, and it's anywhere from airmen to, airmen, junior airmen to junior officers. But this is your opportunity to host a podcast, run your chops, talk about the topic. We can be involved in it as part of your guests, or you can bring your own set of guests. So if you want to be a guest producer, reach out to myself, reach out to the contracting squadron commander, Lieutenant Colonel Axel Clark, reach out to Master Sergeant Hahn out of LRS, but she's working up here as the CAG. Just let us know that, you can be a guest producer. So we're excited about that. More to follow on that, and more guest producers will be out there producing the show.
Right. So I'm excited to help some folks kind of understand. You'll probably, if you sign up, you'll probably be surprised at how easy it is. It's not as complicated as you would think, but I'm excited to help you out and hear what topics you want to talk about.
Yep. And so it's time to talk about some nuggets.
Let's leave the golden nugget for this episode
right
out there.
So again, got some comp bucks out there. So we'll break down the categories again. Again, E4 and below. Staff through Tech Sergeant is a category. GS9 and below, and CGO. So one of those categories, so what's that? One, two, three, four. I'm trying to do public math, about four. Okay, so you have four categories when you do the comp book. Look, my associate producer already helping me out. Just a silent hand, showing me what's going on. Are you going to be excited when he hit the mic? So, you know, we have four categories. So the question is, so the tagline, as we talk about MSG 2020 plus, bottom line, at the end of the day, as an MSG as a whole, providing that warfighter support, we want to provide the warfighter what they need before they know they need it. Again, that's the tagline. We want to provide the warfighter what they need before they know they need it. To win your comp buck, which is a half a day off, you must tell your commander that tagline and they must email it to us saying the tagline is you must provide the warfighter what you need before you know you need it. And the first one out of each category that does that, win a comp buck. And we'll announce the winners at the next on the next podcast, and of course at the various commanders calls and things of that nature. So again, you got to be in it to win it. You got to listen to play. You know what I mean? So hopefully we'll get some more people to sign up. We'll push this out and spread the word. So again, thanks again to Lieutenant Colonel Axel Clark for hosting this and being the brains behind this operation and giving me a platform to do what I love.
Do we have the number for the text?
I think we do. We have the number for the text if you want to get signed up and know when. So you text Factor FCTR or you text 95577 for MSG updates and be the latest to get the first one to get the podcast. And I like that you said that. So once they listen to it, they sign up. As soon as the podcast come out, they'll get the text. They can be the first ones to win the comp bucks.
That's it. So sign up for the RSS feed on your podcast player and then sign up for the text and you'll be the first one. So that's the only way you're going to get the gold nugget. If you're waiting, if you wait too long, it's gone. So
yes.
So sign up for the text. All right, sir. Do you have anything else?
No. Once again, I'm coming up on my fifth month here. I am still excited to be here. It is a privilege and an honor to, you know, lead the MSG. And thanks to all my MSGs. So as we say in our tagline, proud to be MSG, proud to be here. And thanks for all the hard work that you do.
All right. Thanks, sir. Okay. All right, everyone. Have a happy holidays and look after each other.